The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. Sorry, I'm kind of busy over here.
Yeah, you are.
Well, somebody else should have stepped up. That's not my fault.
Well, I didn't know if you were like, you weren't pointing at anyone. You were raising your
hand. I was giving him the, you know the go cowboy.
Step up like I go do cowboy. For Netflix. Like.
Yeah.
What's great, did you turn us down at all during the intro?
Yeah, you were off. You were off, all right? It's not my first rodeo. It's my second. Or fourth.
So I'm Adam.
I'm Adam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Peter.
And that missile went away.
He's just spinning around in a circle.
And I'm just the underappreciated producer.
Well, yeah.
So this week, Adam's going to be playing Star Citizen. It's a pre-alpha. It's not pre-alpha, it's alpha. Or is it pre-alpha?
Alpha, but it's very
alpha-ish.
Early. Yes.
Either way,
there's not really much game to it yet.
While he's doing that, we'll eventually be talking about another gadget from Adam.
Yes.
But Star Citizen is very... It's pretty.
It's very pretty.
It is hard to aim with this mouse.
Yeah. Hey, the mouse is very jumpy. Sensitivity isn't consistent.
Hey, Peter.
What's up?
What's in the news?
What's in the news? Well, let's start off with...
Surprise, there is no news!
Lies.
News. Nintendo discontinues the NES Classic Edition.
Right?
Which is weird, because it was so successful.
It was very successful, and their statement doesn't say anything about it coming back, and
or
why they're
really
discontinuing.
Why, yeah.
Yeah, no, they're just... I mean, I'll just read it real quick. Throughout April, Nintendo of America territories will receive the last shipment of Nintendo Entertainment System's NES Classic Edition systems for this year. We encourage anyone interested in obtaining a system to check with retail outlets regarding availability. We understand that it's been difficult for many consumers to find a system, and for that we apologize. We have paid close attention to the consumer feedback, and we greatly appreciate the incredible level of consumer interest and support for this product.
So...
Why?
Yeah, exactly. Why now? You're making too much money? I'm sorry. Is that what you're saying?
This thing is so successful that we just can't make it anymore. We just have to take it off the market.
I just don't understand why they do that. They're so bad at meeting their demand. Mm-hmm. Like, in all of their last consoles, minus the Wii U, like, their handhelds, in many cases, too. Mm-hmm. But the Wii, their handhelds, and the Switch have huge supply problems, and this as well.
Yeah, it's something that Nintendo's kind of famous for, is manufacturing demand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very good at that.
They do.
They play the market.
They're like, what, the Wii does what? And then now they've tried to make everything that way. Unfortunately, except for, like, Amiibos.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like limiting exposure to maintain interest in the product.
Right.
Like, which obviously works in some cases. I don't think it worked with the Wii U, obviously. But.
No, that's, they're kind of double-dipped on that one. Or they just branded it wrong or something. But, I don't understand why they're discontinuing it. That being said, get one while you can, because I know they're hard to get, but they're going to be gone for good.
Mm-hmm. Next, you'll see them on eBay for outrageous.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking Rachel's got one, and she better hold on to that one, because it works like a charm.
No, it was crazy. They couldn't even
sell it for a bunch of money.
Yeah.
They couldn't even keep them on the shelves when they came out. Like, you couldn't get one. And then everybody was posting on Reddit like, oh, I got one, or my wife's the best, or, you know, and then now it's like, well, nobody gets one, so how do you like them apples?
Sucks for you.
Did you see the post of, like, Craigslist where they're, like, people have, like, 10 of them and they're selling them at, like, $700 a piece and, like, all kinds of outrageous stuff, and right after it came out and nobody could get them, and I'm just like, the sad thing is people with the money will pay that.
Yeah.
Nostalgia doesn't have a price limit.
Yes, it does.
I think it does.
Yeah. Not for
at least $750.
With money.
Well, for people with money, nothing has a price limit, Adam.
I guess that's true.
So none of us?
No. My price cap is very low. I'm just like, ooh, $40? Nah.
I can forget it.
Yeah, right? I can do without. I've been doing without.
Right on.
It is a bummer, though. Yeah. I kind of wanted one. I mean, I didn't want it that bad, or I would have went and got one already. But I like to have the option floating out there in the ether. Like, you could buy
maybe
one.
Maybe down the line?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe I come into an extra $30.
I don't know why I'm right.
No, I think this will be sorely missed, and I hope that people got it while they can. Maybe it's like something in the Disney vault. Like, they'll bring it back.
Yeah.
Oh, like on Anna for like every 10-year anniversary, they release it.
I was going to say, they're not afraid to make money.
Yeah, exactly. You know, well,
they're not just going to lock it away forever, but they're just like, oh, supply and demand's not high enough anymore. Better crank it back up to 10.
It's not, like, it can't be manufacturer costs that's causing this.
Not for that console. No. You can make that as like the crappiest.
I was gonna say, it takes,
right? Exactly.
It takes like nothing to emulate it to make a console that old.
Storage space
probably
is probably the biggest
thing.
Or
like a Raspberry Pi or something.
Oh, you definitely can. There's actually how-tos out there on how to do that exact thing.
Well, I know they have the RetroPie.
Yeah, RetroPie. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
In the same vein, Nintendo Switch sold a whopping 906,000 units in the United States last month alone.
Adam crashed into the sun.
Oh, my Lord. The same thing happened to me. Go first person. Is that a thing? Oh, no. Too late. We gotta hop on that next time for the Barf Fest.
I was in first person.
Oh, okay, so it launches you out. Yeah, that's nice. Okay.
That is, yeah.
That'd be real.
You're drunk.
It's kind of what. Do you remember in Chivalry, if you got decapitated, your camera would do that?
Like, because your head was rolling across
the
ground?
Just like, yeah, I can't even perceive that. I don't think I want to either.
But not only that, like, didn't Legend of Zelda sell like over 1.3 million or something like that?
Yeah, I was just about to mention that, which makes it the fastest growing game ever created, and the fastest growing game, the fastest selling game in the Legend of Zelda series.
Yeah, it's like a milestone for the series. Like, no Zelda game has ever sold this much ever.
And the numbers indicated that there were nearly twice as many copies of Breath of the Wild sold than there were Switch consoles, which indicates that people double dipped in their purchases, buying the Wii U version and the Switch version.
See, that is crazy.
So they got a ton of sales. So,
Shit!
I mean, it's well worth it. That game is fucking gorgeous.
It's gorgeous, and just, I mean, it's not the most gorgeous game. It's not like, it doesn't have the fidelity that this does, but it has, just on its game merits alone, it's going to be in the top, like, 10
oh, this
or
is probably
50
gonna win,
games ever.
This is probably going to win Game of the Year this year.
Yeah. Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, it's not just because of how it looks, though. It's because how it's played. There's no way everyone plays this game the same. It's not like any other Zelda game ever.
I actually sent our buddy Maxime a gift today that I found on Reddit of a guy, like, floating out the floating bomb. And then, like, jumping off the thing, like, putting down, like, a little button, launching himself off of it. Then, as he's about to get to the bomb, he pulls out his little kite shield thing.
I saw
flies past it, explodes, knocks him up on the wall, and it's like when you just have to prove a game developer wrong.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The level developer, you know? And I sent it to him, and he was just like, man, people are creative. And I was like, right? There's like...
I know what you're talking about. It's when when you have to skip a puzzle, or when you just want to skip the bullshit.
I've seen a ton
puzzle.
On Breath of the Wild... on people, like, ways to get over the walls without ever opening the door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I think is cool that they didn't like, put a roof on it at the top of the wall where
kinda
you couldn't...
Kind of like portal development.
Yeah.
In that way where you could just, like, they didn't...
Just figure out a way. Just do it.
Whatever the way is. You could follow our track or not.
My only problem with Nintendo is they're always held back by their hardware.
Yeah.
So they can only go, like... Somebody rendered the Breath of the Wild in 4K just so you could see, like, how... And it was so beautiful, and he's like, this is just a reminder of how much Nintendo is held back by the hardware in their systems because they just can't do it.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it is what it is. I mean, one, it's on a mobile platform, so I don't know what else you really expected.
I mean, accessibility, too. Yeah. I mean, like, if you could probably make... You probably could have made a better mobile device than that.
Or one that can stand up to being in the dock.
Yeah, you know, but simple things like, you know, the power station.
But if you want it to be the price point that it was, you're not going to make, like, the best mobile.
I was a little bummed when I heard that the screen was plasticky and not glass.
Yeah, it's totally.
I know that's I know that glass is expensive they use for screens, but at the same time, to me, that's a big letdown. Because I hate plasticky feeling screens, man. It just feels so cheap.
It does.
You don't get that same feeling you get, you know, when you use, like, a nice phone or something.
It, like, harkens back to those old, like, button NFL games you used to play in the car.
Harkens back.
Yeah, harkens back. Fuck you. I can say that word.
Yeah, you can. I liked it. That's all.
You know, why you make fun of me for
I wasn't making fun of you. I was joining in with you.
Sure.
I was harkening.
Laughing.
Alongside you.
Fuzzball.
Right? Fucking nerf herder.
But.
Now you're treating me like.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still bummed about the other Nintendo news, so I'm just going to sit here and cry for a minute.
pussy.
What? How dare you,
sir? In other news.
Well, what is in other news?
Rick and Morty getting VR game released.
Yeah.
On the 20th.
Shubba-lubba wub-wub or whatever that is.
420.
April 20th.
Yeah, that's this week.
Yeah, which is kind of surprising. I mean, I hope that they're... That we get another episode before that, but
no.
Bitches.
Summer, yeah. So it's available on 420 for the Oculus Rift and the HTC Vive, and Justin Roiland sat down for and started recording gameplay for it, and voiceover.
Yeah, your ship's over there.
Is it? Yeah, it seems promising. I was stealing his ship. We only got a little bit of a
blurb on
a Facebook video, but it's. It's really enticing, I guess is the way to say it.
Apparently my jetpack doesn't work.
just be happy you have one, okay?
If you were to go VR in Rick and Morty, what? Where'd you go?
The garage?
Yeah, obviously. Okay, yeah, but like, you know, it's a portal and stuff.
I'd go to that place with the seeds and then... Morty's got to hide him in his,
the first episode? Yeah. Super Fruit Morty. Super Fruit.
Yeah, put him way up there for Grandpa. Yeah.
way up.
I can't do it anymore, Morty. You gotta see him back, Morty. He's just showing up.
Like, take off and see... Oh,
man.
Shoot him.
Ram it into him.
Ram it in.
You just bought this plane.
Who cares? Yeah,
just shoot him.
I can't shoot here.
Okay, then crash land.
Right into it.
That's what
you were doing to someone else's ship at one point.
If that guy is not dead, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, there are two dead bodies.
Okay. Yeah. See, where there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, shit, maybe this game is worth $40.
Yeah. Shit, dude.
It's worth the money just for how pretty it is.
So
it
is there any is really game pretty. Details Crot on Rick
shot.
And Morty?
Crot shot. No, it'll be first person, and it'll be... Probably just the tech demo, like most VR games are now.
I did see some video of this, and it looks like that you will go through portals into different worlds, and it looks like the worlds will have different mechanics. Like, one of them, you were firing two laser guns at all of the bugs in the very first episode.
They should just do a full episode in VR.
That would be cool.
There's still mini games. You're just doing stuff.
Yeah.
But there's definitely dialogue, and you can you swap back and forth between characters.
Rick and Morty. Yeah.
Now I have to wait 3 minutes to respawn my ship.
or pay for it? Fucking 3 minutes.
Or pay, yeah, but I don't want to use all the money first. I don't know what that
one's
for.
Yeah, you've only got $34.50 left.
Don't be a tightwad, Adam.
Price is going down.
Price should be going down.
It is. Yeah, it was $1,800. Now it's $1,700.
All right.
Well, don't stare at the screen all the
time. I was just gonna wait.
It was really exciting, actually, on this end. I was enthralled. But seriously, spend your money. Mm-hmm. You only live once. You might crash your ship and die. You never know.
On purpose, into somebody that was sitting on the hood.
That was worth it, all right.
That's worth waiting the 3 minutes for your ship to spawn.
What kind of intergalactic, system do you want? Treat like you want to be treated, right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Suicide bombers everywhere!
Are those rings spinning?
Kamikazes, I guess, would be a better...
I'd like to think that changes a little bit.
No, but they should be. Mm-hmm.
Less suicide bombs.
Oh, there goes
a ship. Just more kamikaze spaceships killing, harmless folk that are sitting crisscross applesauce on the deck. Yeah, what did that guy ever do to you?
It'd have been great if you could have taken off with him and just taken him
along. That's what I was hoping would actually happen, too.
He was just tired from a hard day's work.
I can't use my jetpack unless I just jump off the edge. Oh, you can't just, like, take off from solid ground?
Unless I'm just doing it wrong, but...
Go try and get on that dude's ship. He's fucking around with... Oh, he's leaving now. Oh, you can tell he was just pivoting around all weird, trying to, like, figure out controls.
Yeah. He was probably looking for someone to kill.
One of the ships I was flying earlier was just, like,
floating around.
Yeah. That's going to take a while.
We got time.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, no, it's moving.
There's another ship right there on the deck.
She's a feisty one.
Oh, there's another one over there on the other deck. I'm going to go to the farther of the two.
That one's just a regular one. I want to see if this is the
same. I think that's a regular
it's
one.
Pretty
as
well.
Oh, shit, it is the same.
That dude's still there. Go just fly right in front of the cockpit and stare at him. He's aimed straight down.
Is this another player?
A different ship?
Or is this an NPC? Are there other players in this
ship? Oh, there are other players.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, take
Adam just killed one.
What the fuck?
You got hit.
I think someone hit you with a fucking ship. It's probably that guy.
I believe that's called karma, guys.
Yeah, just evade him. Don't get out of the open.
And it's gone now.
Damn it. I wanted that ship. That was a cool looking one.
Looked like a little, reminded me of a little bumblebee.
Yeah. I gotta steal this person's ship before they come.
Little bumblebee.
So they spawn and they come out as
Pirate
gone.
Bay co-founder.
Oh, this
I've given
funny.
Up on the internet.
Yeah.
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 So apparently the status of the internet is so poor right now that the man who propagates some of the most pirated material in the world is like, yeah, I'm pretty much done.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Stating that the internet is broken, and maybe it always was, but it's worse than ever now.
Well, I don't completely disagree with him on that one. The internet's a pretty terrible place.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be.
Jack other ships.
It's kind of people raging on the internet.
I think that's.
I hope our audio listeners aren't hearing that beeping, because it beeps constantly. While,
I actually just turned it down a little bit.
Okay. It beeps constantly while you're around the station.
It is desktop audio, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I was like,
it's also
it's track 8 for the audio listeners, or whatever it is. Track 10, or.
What is that thing? Oh, is that the guy that hit you?
I
don't know.
Ram him.
I just stole this ship.
That's right, so you shouldn't be too worried about crashing it.
I guess people would just sit up there and wait for the other people to buy ships and steal them? Is that what?
I suppose you could.
Now it's not.
Oh, he's gone. He just quantum limped.
Limped. Yeah.
Quantum limped.
Oh, God.
He limped out of the system.
Oh, man. Warping looks cool. I'm going to make it. Just give me time.
Oh, that is pretty sweet.
Oh.
Watch it stretch.
Oh, yeah. This is pretty cool.
What is that I'm seeing?
He's warping.
Okay. I just, that was the precursor. I didn't. Yeah. I went into this view when I was playing earlier, when I was already in
this
tunnel.
I did the
tunnel.
Same thing. You can already you, went to warp, yeah.
Can you go plaid in this?
No.
It's okay.
That
you're
movie
not missing
is
out
fucking
on much.
Dumb.
It's not too dumb, but it's pretty dumb.
That movie doesn't hold up that well.
That movie does not hold up at all.
Oh, it's still hilarious.
No.
We've been jammed! Come on.
The fast-forwarding to that point in the movie is pretty funny.
So anyways.
Assholes?
Pirate Bay founder, creator?
Co-founder. He's already in jail.
Mm-hmm.
But,
been there since 2014.
Yeah, but he says there's no point in going to the internet now. It's broken.
Yeah.
But I would probably be in a pretty depressed mood if I was in jail for breaking the internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit. You ran an illegal website. Yeah. I don't know what you were expecting to happen. Like, I believe that was a risk you probably came to grips with when you started that endeavor.
But isn't he in jail in, like, Denmark or someplace cush like that?
Kush. Isn't he just in the gulag? In Siberia? No bigs. It's like weekend resort, right?
Denmark and like Sweden have they have fucking nicer jail cells than my apartment.
I don't know if I believe I'm Googling.
You should. I mean, it's true.
In
some countries, yeah.
Yeah, in some countries they're fucking they treat and their prison system is actually meant for rehabilitation and not just serve your time and get the fuck out.
It's also not like, you know, taxpayer.
Sweet
rehab.
God!
Yeah. I wonder if we can.
They are beautiful.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
This one's got, like, oak in it. Is that fucking oak? That's a rich man's wood. My prison cell smells of rich mahogany and leather-bound books. Like, what the fuck?
Got first editions in here.
Right? Got a whole set of encyclopedias.
Yeah,
and the farmer's almanac for no reason. Because nobody ever needs that.
Wouldn't it be something like updated, got fucking Wi-Fi, you know, HDTV?
They've got like laptops.
See?
Kitchens.
There you go.
Yeah, dude. There's
TV.
It's like a dope studio apartment.
A really small studio apartment,
provide
but
all of your human needs, and then maybe you know you'll be a okay.
Well, they focus on like rehabilitation too, and just like you go do a bunch of counseling and shit like that. It's not just
okay. That was Denmark. Now I'm going to Sweden. Right. Show me something dark, Sweden. Come on, baby.
Something dark. You want dungeons?
Just people shackled to the wall.
It's the exact same pictures. they're not the exact same, but they pretty much the same.
Nice ass fucking jail cells.
What, hey, John, fuck? You want to move to Dude. You want to do it to Denmark and cause some crime?
Yeah, let's go rob some banks. See, that's actually not a bad idea. You rob some banks,
live pretty hot,
and you either get away with the money, or you go to stay in this nice free three hots and a not even a cot, a bed, TV, laptop.
California U.S. King. Embassy's like, we're gonna extradite you. You're like, no, we're good.
Yeah.
We're
keep me right here. Keep me right here.
That's your evidence right there.
I don't want to go home.
That hole.
Be at the airport, like, holding on to shit. No, you can't make me go back!
This shit looks all broken down.
That's what I'm thinking. You're not directly
right. Rich. It's the only place I've been comfortable.
I think that's about right there. It's all fucked up.
What's going on, YouTube? Yeah.
Are you repairing that? You get in there and repair
it? It says, find evidence.
Well, you guys find it, then.
Is it normal for the YouTube stream to just have a buffering circle and then...
Refresh it.
And you refresh it, it's fine?
Yeah, it's probably fine.
Okay.
It's
fine. Okay. Just check it.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to see that from third person to see if the ship compensates for you leaving it.
It would slowly
drift away.
It would, yeah, as you pushed out. Yeah. So
it'd be cool just to see it compensate for the motion.
Can you do like a swimming motion
even
in space?
Even if it'll move just a little bit.
Yeah, you can't be like the Running Man.
I don't think so.
Nah, he just moves.
I don't know how to sit down like that one person was though.
Type
probably
slash sit.
Slash sit. Yeah. like slash every games. Game known.
I think our last bit of news is actually just.
It's a trailer.
Battlefront 2. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So I never really got into Battlefront, but I am so thinking about getting into Battlefront 2.
I played all of them. I think this last one was really good and very pretty. And so, I guess a year and a half, 2 years ago now, I saw this trailer for the first, like, Battlefront installation, like, installment for this generation, and, like, my mind was blown. And then, like, done it again. It's impeccable.
I mean, their cinematics are always pretty, but I think this actually has enticed me because of the freaking plot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're right there on Endor when the fucking Empire loses the Death Star again, and you're like... I gotta finish this for my emperor. Like,
I also like that it's a storyline where you're fighting terrorists and you're not playing the bad guy. That's pretty sweet.
Because the Empire did nothing wrong.
They did not.
Nope.
They did nothing wrong. It was all family drama they were trying to get rid of.
Skywalkers are terrible people.
Dude, they are terrible people, dude.
They ruin the universe.
That explains the last line in the new Last
the
Jedi.
Trailer.
Yeah.
Like, it should really be... The time of Skywalkers has come to an end.
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker's like,
I'm over it.
He's just like, we all need to die because we screwed it up.
Well, actually, if you look back at the history of the galaxy, it's pretty much their fault in one way or another.
Yeah.
That new Battlefront, though?
It looks so good. At least the cinematics, again, the cinematics look good. I'm assuming from playing the beta or demo, really, and seeing gameplay from the last one. Yep. That this will be just as good, if not better.
It will be. Like, there was a lot of speculation when they did it with the last one, and the last one was gorgeous when you got into it.
Yeah.
People with the computers to play it on max settings, it was, like, just stunning, you know? What was that icy world you were on in the first one?
Hoth.
Yeah. Hoth looked really good. I couldn't think of it, man. Give me a break.
Sorry.
That look, he threw daggers at me, man.
I was like, you don't know what Hoth is?
Hoth what?
Yeah. That's
now,
the forest one, right?
I think that game looks stunning, and I'm really excited for it.
Forest Moon of Endor.
Forest Moon of Endor.
Crap.
He doesn't quite say forest.
Yeah.
For a long time when I was a kid, I thought it was the farthest.
The farthest moon of Endor.
It makes sense, though.
It doesn't not make sense. I mean,
go either way, man.
All right.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that's it. You go either way, Pete.
I'm also excited because they teased Darth Maul and Rey and
Yoda.
Kylo Ren.
And Kylo Ren, yeah.
Kylo Ren is the one. It ends on Kylo Ren, and you're like,
in that cinematic, they show Darth Maul, and then Yoda is going to fight him, which obviously never happened in the movies.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So they're just like, hey, random lightsaber fights. Oops, sorry.
That's right. I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you get Yoda like battling somebody, I'm game.
I want to see.
Although, would Darth Maul really stand a chance?
Fuck no.
Who cares? It'd be a cool fight.
Yeah, it would be a cool fight. Yoda.
No.
Yeah.
Darth Maul was killed by Obi-Wan.
Yeah, right.
He had the high ground, I might add.
He did have the high ground, and Obi-Wan was still a Padawan at that time.
I've got the high ground, Anakin.
Yeah, exactly.
You broke my heart, Bananakin.
That's amazing. That tray floating there is pretty rad as well.
It's fun playing with all this stuff in zero gravity.
Boop.
Right?
Boop.
That probably, you know,
dude,
break
that's,
something.
Do you think that's hard? Is that hard on the computer to render that? Like,
I mean,
all that, like, if there was a lot of stuff? Or
probably. That's where you're supposed to go.
Really,
really
easy.
Really easy.
Okay.
If they had tons of these, which is why there's a limited number of them in a fixed area, you're probably not going to see a ton of them. But like,
going to the kitchen silverware and everything.
The room with the balloons. In Resident Evil, did you guys do that?
No.
There's a room full of balloons in one of the video scenes, and there's got to be like 150 of them in there. I don't know. It's like full of fucking balloons. And you have this candle, and you could pop them, and you're trying to find something in there. It's like a puzzle. There's that many of those in that room, so I think that.
A tray table floating down a hallway.
A cabinet.
Probably, okay. Floating around.
Yeah, another chair.
Get it.
Hit it. Come on. Come on.
Whack.
Do me proud. Oh, look at it float. Oh, look at it go.
That's so cool.
It is. Yeah. God.
Oh, you almost broke that screen.
I'm never going to get anywhere
that
in this game.
Nailed to the fucking ground.
Nailed to the floor right there.
Hey, John, what level are you? One. I'm just, Still exploring the space station.
Ah, chair.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right, this is where I need to go, though.
Yep. That's pretty sweet that you have to snake your way through.
But let's all remember, with Battlefront 2, no pre-ordering.
Yeah, and that's my other problem with EA, and the main reason I didn't get the last Battlefront was after the DLC and basically it becoming a full, complete game, it cost like $120.
Yep.
And it's got to be amazing for me to pay $120.
It's a little out of the game budget.
A lot of DLCs are like that. Dark Souls is about $100 with both its DLCs and the game right now.
Jesus.
So, I mean,
Witcher keeps going on sale, folks.
Yeah.
The complete Game of the Year edition was only $30 a couple weeks ago. Sorry.
Dark Souls needs to drop.
I actually already got The Witcher. And I never played it because I was afraid I wouldn't be able to turn up the settings and enjoy it.
Oh, homie, you were about to love the shit out of that.
I just thought about it. I was like, I bought it and then I never played it. I just got it when it was on sale because, like, how could you pass up the price?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then,
Go nuts, dude.
Yeah. And then I was like, but I see all these pictures of people, like, standing on cliffs in The Witcher and this beautiful sunset. And I'm like, see, I don't want to play it if I don't get experience that.
I get the same
like,
thing
half
when
rendered
I upgraded
grass
my computer.
And bushes.
Hey, we got to get you a new monitor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so you guys are going to buy it? You said we got to get you?
No, we were going to wait for you to get it, and then we were going to come over and watch it.
I like the way you worded it at first.
We
got to help
Yo,
you.
Yo, diggity.
You could help me afford it by giving me money.
Yeah, you could help me
if
not
any of you,
that.
You
trapped now, aren't you?
Well, I was hoping I could find a way out that was, like, faster.
Switch the guns.
I didn't notice.
He
Mike,
is in a spacesuit.
Any guns.
I know.
Yeah.
Mike said in the chat, Obi was a bad motherfucker.
Did he spell it that way?
He said, was a bad mother-fucker.
I like
that's
the way
how
he said it.
Who's mother-dash?
Mrs. Dashfucker.
Yeah. That's hey, it. That's a great seasoning brand, okay? You calm down.
That's it for the news. So, Adam, you want to take us away into this twisting turns that you've been taking?
Sure.
He's like, no, I'm playing right now. I'll talk later.
He's trying to find out where the hell I'm going.
So. What direction is up?
Can't you see I'm busy? Told you not to interrupt me when I'm vacuuming my room.
You can leave these as like markers. Like floating stuff.
Debris.
Yeah.
Are you walking sort of right now?
No, there's no gravity in here. This is like an old broken down space station.
How are you staying along the ground?
That's just where he happens to be.
Because that's where I was.
Do you have a jetpack?
Yeah.
Okay, that explains it.
Yeah. If we switch to see.
Oh, you can see it now. Okay.
You kicked it.
Huh, you son of a.
I'd be the breaking that trying weird. To get some of the.
That's how I've been going meats. Through this whole time.
Oh, that is glorious. And we're making fun of Mass Effect?
He's just okay with it.
Drag the head some more. That was awesome. I did like the neck.
The bad news is you're paralyzed.
Yeah.
The good news. Did anybody see his,
good,
like,
good news is you haven't been moving your body at all this entire time anyways.
Exactly.
So paralyzed is no different for you. All
right.
They should, like, take a little rigidity out of there. Good God.
I like how your arms just don't move.
It's a robot.
Damn it.
You got lost.
Yeah, I did.
Go back up.
All right. So we're playing Star Citizen.
Okay.
They're telling me to leave.
It's the station is off limits. I got really loud.
I'm like, I'm already.
That's so disorienting with you, like, upside down and at, like, a 12 degree angle.
In a wall.
I'm trying to open the door.
I'm trying to find a way back to my ship. I finally got this objective.
Did he come through a window or something?
Yeah, but he had to snake through the station to get to the place to upload the.
Right, this is where I uploaded it at, right?
Yeah. So just fly back through all the computer chairs and you'll end up where you were.
I don't think you came into the room that way, did you?
No, you didn't.
Not
I thought you came into
the. Yeah, you did, because you got that thing on the wall and then you turned and came in.
Okay. My vote is no, but at the same time, don't trust me because I can't be trusted.
Shins.
Hold on. I think I might have figured it out.
I think this is the right level. It does look familiar. Yeah.
This is the right level.
Oh, look, it's a hab. Remember we said hab?
Where's your table tray at floating in the hallway? Once you get there, you know you've made it.
I think in the next elevator, I got to go all the way down to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
I think.
Wah! Is your foot through the floor?
Inside the,
Just like, I'm okay with this. Yeah, this is right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the tray right there.
The collision physics are astounding.
I mean, they are with everything else, just not you.
Not that far down.
Oh, God, I've lost control.
Get in. Yeah.
Go. You can make it, little guy.
Up. On my head.
There you go.
Sorry, all right. God, so, it's so goofy.
Now we're in this room.
Still not out, but
making progress.
Now
can you go back to first
place.
Person so I don't feel so bad? Oh.
There we go.
Yeah.
I think you're on the right
it's
path,
also
though.
A little less
I think so, too. I think this is where it's at.
Right here. There
I hope
is.
Somebody didn't steal my ship.
No, that's a window.
It just got hilarious. Or blow it up.
Oh, it's not it a window.
Oh, shit.
No, it should,
I mean, oh, holy ship.
Oh, it's right there.
There you go.
It drifted off a ways.
That is not your ship.
Why is there not a
steal
homing
it.
Beacon on it?
Maybe that's the person that stole my ship.
Yeah, go take that ship. Is it better
that
than your ship? Can you tell?
Way cooler.
Right? Get in it.
Oh, I've had...
There's a man in that ship.
There's a person in there.
He blew up your shit.
Oh, yeah, he did. Can you get in there and...
I don't know.
Enter ship. Oh, not if he takes off.
No, he took off.
I don't know. That's I think your ship is still there.
Son of a bitch.
What a bitch.
Look down.
No, look, it's not there. He blew it up.
And keep looking.
You're hoping now, dude, because it's not.
I'm pretty sure, like, it would just have stayed there.
Yeah, that guy blew the other that side? Shit up.
But to be honest, last time I came here and found one, it was just kind of hovering in that area, so I probably did the same thing.
It comes out. Fuck!
That's how you gotta hide it.
God forbid you achieve an objective.
Is there a landing pad on the other side you can go look at?
It's a great reward program.
Let's find out.
I wonder how long he was waiting there, just like, I'm going to rub it in this dude's face that I...
It's that guy that you killed. It's that guy that you killed.
Right? He just keeps coming back. He's like, yeah, you want to mess with me?
Revenge is sweet, bitch.
Revenge.
I think you're fucked.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. Bro.
Can you fly this big space station thing back? It's got
no... Yeah, I don't think the space station works.
Yeah, yeah, crash there, buddy.
Can you call for a ride?
I don't think so.
Say, what do you do now? Suicide? Is there a way to suicide?
Notifications, cargo, take a pill. Finance.
They don't say coming soon, though.
Can you cut your oxygen cord? Like, what can we do here?
Just ram that fucking wall.
Full speed?
Yeah. I don't think that's going to hurt.
I don't think it's
I think it's
going
to hurt.
No. Nope, not at all. Yeah. Not a little bit. Not even a little.
Can you get more speed than that? Maybe you can, like, use the gravitational pull of the space station.
Maybe you could use your jetpack to push the space station, get it moving at a slow speed, and then just ride her home.
Go for that planet. It's the only option.
Just keep flying towards it.
Yep. Oh, God, that looks far away.
Just some point tonight.
Come on, I'm just kidding. Let's not
take off your helmet.
I don't know how. I don't know if there's a way to take it off without...
What a piece of garbage.
It would be funny if the guy just pushed your ship into an obscure spot.
He's like flying all around it.
But man, like, that is rough. So there's like no way to deal with this after you get boned.
That's something they got to be working on.
Oh, metal.
I wanted to push that around.
Yeah.
I do like that you can... It looks so good.
It does.
It's just enjoyable.
Check underneath the landing
pads.
Maybe
you
can
start flying towards
there.
That planet.
I don't think he actually moved your ship, for the record. I'm just
no,
saying.
No, I don't
funny.
Think so either. I think he blew it up or
wouldn't it have
else
like an icon or like a beacon, something that shows you the direction?
It would.
Of it
yeah. Absolutely would. And there's no beacon for your ship.
Nope.
That sucks.
And there's another ship coming
ship right over.
Oh,
yeah, hide. You gotta hide, let him fly out.
I'm floating out of the middle of space. Where the hell do I hide?
Oh, yeah, he's moving.
He's like, oh no, not these space pirates.
For
you.
Maybe he's getting the objective.
Yeah,
wait till he gets out. Start moving towards it. But
No. Damn it.
Come back, bro.
Oh, he's
closer now.
He's like teasing you.
I know, right?
Help me, buddy.
Yeah, that's a different ship.
I think he is looking for the thing. I don't know if he knows you're there, dude.
Yeah, stop.
I think he knows you're there.
Fucking moving on you. Full speed.
He's probably confused. He's probably confused as to why there's a dude flying at him all rigid like in space.
Oh, no. Oh, wait.
Oh, land on the landing
is
pad.
Is he out? Hold on. He might get out.
Like, that would be amazing if he actually didn't know.
Oh,
he put his landing gear down.
Oh, go.
Shit.
Oh, well, I guess I'll just float around here for a while.
Just fucking wait for it.
Well, while you wait, will you tell us about Star Citizen?
Yeah.
What do
you know?
Let me look it up real
Pass
fast.
It off to Adam.
Okay, all right, let me see this.
He got out.
Go.
Oh, yeah.
Now's your chance.
Ship. Shit.
Come on, pirate.
I'm trying.
From now on, you may call him Captain Blondbeard.
I think he's inside now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's
no, he's right there.
It.
He's halfway. Fucking take there it is, while he's still
is.
Outside.
Oh, shit. Take
it. Slow down.
Don't take too much time. You might miss your opportunity.
Not gonna.
I don't care. I'm just getting in.
Can you switch seats while you're in?
No. Not in this one.
So you're gonna have to get out now?
Hey, you guys are officially space pirates. You know that, right?
No. Yep.
Yeah, you need to get out.
Nah, yeah. Oh. Fly away. What
Wait,
was that?
I fired.
Oh.
Come back out, motherfucker.
Get out of there, Adam. Get out of there while you can.
Yeah, get in the fucking
don't,
pilot
you
seat.
You don't want to get caught
how do
in
I get
space
out?
Again. Fly away?
No, how do I get out of the ship? Oh, there we go. I have to hold it.
Oh, no, he's coming out. He's coming out.
Adam, stay in. Stay in.
You guys are confusing me. Shit.
No, you're screwing up, Adam.
You're fine. Take your time.
Better pilot seat.
Yes, there you go.
Now abandon this asshole.
Yeah, there you go.
Somebody else will have to wait for the objective.
It takes you forever to get into that zero
I highly recommend everyone, audio listener, go watch this video.
All right, space.
I can't fly it. There we go. Later.
And warp away.
I love this animation. Oh, can you watch the warp from
probably.
The front?
Yeah.
Oh, do it.
I don't know.
You can just warp to a random spot. It doesn't matter where.
I'll see if I can see him. Give him a chance.
All right. That's some funny shit.
I want you to warp while looking at the front of your ship.
I will. Right. I need a point to warp. There we go.
So I'm trying to look up the name of the developer is what I'm doing. But basically, we've talked about this game a few times before. It's actually been in development for like about 5 years now.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. Just a little bit of time.
Well, I mean, dude, the quality of game you got here, man.
I mean, when you can just jack a man's ship like that.
GTA.
We have been having a lot of fun with this, but really there's not a whole lot of content to do in the game yet. There is some multiplayer, like, PvP combat and stuff. But yeah, I mean, if you can get, you know, your $40 worth from stealing ships from people, you know.
Yeah.
Get your space pirate on.
So this was an open beta, right? This was a free beta?
This was just a free weekend. The game's still technically an alpha. It's actually not even... It's not even really technically a game yet. A lot of people classify it more like a technical, like a technical demo right now, just to show you,
or kill it,
to show you the key elements that are going to be in the game. You know, we are playing in the persistent universe mode, which is what
that was super cool.
Nice. Which is what the game will ultimately be eventually. Right. We can all just play in this one universe, you know. And this is just a small fraction of what the size of the actual universe will be.
Yeah. It's beautiful, though. The game is gorgeous.
It is. It's an amazing looking game. There is another base you can go to where you're just walking around and it's like on a planet. But I don't think there's any way to take off from your ship there yet, so... That's why we had to start in the stations to actually fly around. But there is like a FPS element to
it. Oh, shit.
you just got this thing.
Right? Come on, buddy.
Well, nice recovery, though.
There's a mode where you can just go around and dogfighting, you know, with other ships.
I could do that.
You want to do that? We can switch out. Just go exit the menu.
I'm gonna jack that dude's ship and then just leave it somewhere else in space.
Man, that is a cool piece right there. Like, that is, where's my space? Oh, it's just 12 light years away.
I feel bad for the audio listeners though. There was a time that we were just like, get it, yes, go.
That's why you should watch us.
It's true.
Arena Commander.
I like how you're pointing at the camera as if the audio listeners are looking at it.
He was congratulating them for watching us.
Practice your dogfighting and racing skills. I'm going to go single player so I don't get pwned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
for the best.
Dying Star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the ships.
And then on the top one, the free flight, Pirate Swarm, or yeah.
Launch.
Nice. That could be fun.
Piloting
game is just fun.
I hath neglected the chat.
A lot.
I got too into chatting with all you folks.
Wow, I can't wait to fly around this. I'm going to blow myself up. Right.
Rachel said, Dear God, there is no time to gracefully join the stream. Always awkward shenanigans.
Pretty much.
And then Mike said, long time no hear, Rachel. And she said, yup. It's not exactly what she said. She said she had Monday obligations that kept her from coming in. But sorry I left you guys there in the chat. I apologize.
You missed some shenanigans.
He doesn't producer. Look sorry.
I'm, dude, look, this is the face of...
There you go.
It's as sorry as it gets. My life.
Your words.
This game came out of a very successful Kickstarter.
Very successful.
Back in 2012. The name of the developer is Cloud Imperium Games. And I believe the guy that started the company used to work for EA.
Really?
And made, like, the Wing Commander games.
1% fuel replenished.
1%. Nice.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think Adam's right. That is fucking cool. Dying Star?
Yeah.
Or Broken Moon.
It looks, oh.
Dying Star.
Shit, okay. Broken
Moon.
Back to fight.
Yeah.
Not the way I want to look.
You really need to be in first person so you have your HUD and everything.
Yeah. All right.
Although a reticle on the outside would be fun.
Mm-hmm. I think it's mostly just so you can look at the pretty environments, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, good goddamn, that looks good.
See if you can fly into the Dying Star. It'd probably take forever to get there.
Well, good thing we got the time.
Try to warp into
there's actually somebody over there.
Get him.
I'm coming for you.
Press T, I think, will target him.
He passed you.
Woo! Oh, there they go.
Dogfighting's a bit hard in this. I was not doing too well earlier when I was playing this, so.
Firing missiles was fun with Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually doing pretty well with those. I don't know why none of them were connected.
I turned
this time
too fast. Shit. There we go. Here's a bogey.
You're getting shouts.
I played a little bit of like
lock on,
actual PvP multiplayer, and I got destroyed. So,
oh, I believe.
But
it.
I'm pretty sure everybody has just better ships and has been playing a lot longer, you know.
Yeah.
And not the ship that they give you when nice. You're for the free weekend. Because you buy this game, you buy a, it's $40 for the package, so you get access to the game and you get a starter ship. I think there's like two to choose from.
What do you think? Is it worth it?
It. I don't know. It might be. Before we started the show, I was saying that I think $40 is a bit much for it in its current state.
I would probably agree with that.
I think that like I would be more comfortable at $30, but I think it would also be like if you knew other people that were playing it too, you could have a whole lot more fun with it. If you're playing it multiplayer together, you know, then it might be worth the $40. I don't know. I mean, it's only a $10 difference, so it's not really that big of a deal. But
I feel like if they had mining in it, like Freelancer or something like that, it would be.
There is supposed to be a large update. It's going to be the version 3.0 update coming out in June. Although if you go on the subreddit, they say you should usually add like an extra month or two to that to whatever time they say it's going to be. But it's supposed to come out in June. It's going to add a lot of features that are missing and make it more like a game than it is right now.
Do you have missiles, Adam?
I think I'm too close to use them.
And it's going to add in like the money and mining and different things like that. I think you're also supposed to be able to like land on moons. I don't believe they're doing planetary landing with this update. I think that's going to be 3.1.
Planetary landing will open up this game a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Kind of connect everything.
I don't know, maybe people are a little gun-shy about No Man's Sky.
I think that's probably leaving a bad taste in a lot.
I think No Man's Sky hurt all future pre-order games, you know?
Yeah, I think pre-ordering was already a bad idea at that point, but it definitely reaffirmed that.
I think it's a word of caution to take your time with development.
Yeah.
I think No Man's Sky, given like a year or two more of development, could have given what they promised.
Right, and there's no, I mean, this game is obviously an alpha version. Yeah. You know, like it tells you everything that it's not the final game. And on their website, there's like a whole roadmap to where they're gonna, how long they're gonna. There's gonna be a single player campaign that's supposed to come out at the end of this year. And then they're planning on the full game to be released sometime next year.
And I'm assuming when this game releases, it will be a full $60 release.
Probably. So that's the thing, too, right? Like, mm-hmm. you might be able to get in on it cheaper now.
Yeah, if it interests you.
Right. Buy it for $40 now versus the $60 or whatever it's going to be when it's released.
Which, yeah. I mean, yeah, if
it was... Nice.
I mean, I don't know. I might look into this. Not immediately, but sooner. Like, maybe after that lunar landing update comes out.
Yeah.
And then check it out.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty fun. It's not great. Or it is. There's just not enough to do to justify that.
I think.
You know.
I think that when it gets red, it is because you are pulling too many G's because I'm a...
Your shields could be going down, too.
That could be.
Could be. The top part shows you your shields, and then it shows you your target shields.
I like that the shields react and it makes it hard to see when you're flying in first person, because it's realistic if you had an energy shield around your ship, I theoretically feel like that's what it would look like. But
no, I agree with you. You're right. If the shield is getting hit, like I said, an energy shield, it should
react.
Yeah. All right. Let's go mash through some asteroids.
I agree. Anything else you want to add about the game, Adam?
Not really, other than, like we were talking about with No Man's Sky, that's why these free weekends are great for that, you know?
Sure.
Let's people try out the game if they're interested in it, and then kind of see the direction it's going in, or what's complete currently.
I thoroughly...
Oh, shit.
Oh.
I was going to say I thoroughly enjoy how Adam's able to maneuver himself in space, like, as far as not only directional, but, like, he's able to use the Z-axis and still in clear, and, like, still use that momentum. You don't feel like you're
bogging yourself down, yeah. Like you would if you were trying to pull something like that with gravity.
Yeah, I do like the space flight. It takes a little bit of getting used to it first, but once you figure it out, it seems very natural, you know?
Yeah.
It would probably work well. We were talking about that before the show, like with a joystick or something too.
Can't fly into the sun.
Yeah,
you'll just die when you hit that barrier.
Oh, and pulling a Yui.
Oh, look, the bad guys.
Mike was giving me crap for not paying attention to the chat. He said, "Even when John is on the show, it's like he's not on the show. Do something." And then Rachel said, "Ah, Mike, how I've missed your commentary." And then I said, "Rachel, don't egg him on." She said, "Yes." And she said she joined the dark side.
I don't know if I have missiles anymore.
There were some just kind of floating over there, but...
You got it.
So apparently we now have Sith listeners. So
that's Sithiners.
I don't know if that's something to be proud of or if we should be worried.
I think we should be proud of that.
Right. They gonna play Battlefield listeners or Battlefront?
Of all creeds.
Oh, get him.
Now my missiles are locking on.
Pew, oh, get him.
Well, I think if that's all we got to change controls here.
We do.
Yeah.
But I'm busy.
All right, here you go. God damn, this game is fun.
Do you want to try to give it a go back there?
No, we're good.
Okay.
I don't know where I'd put the mouse.
There. Yeah, I'm fine.
Adam. Oh, you're
going crazy. All right.
You're on wave two. You still have all of your respawns.
Oh, I think they just killed the last guy.
Nice. Zero hostile contacts remaining, yes.
Nice. Way to go, Adam.
So I will be talking about a gadget that is for the hipster. Specifically. Well, not specifically. I mean, I don't know. Maybe old people want this too. But it is a Bluetooth keyboard for any device that you can connect to via Bluetooth. Phones, tablets, computers. However, it looks like a typewriter keyboard. The buttons react like a typewriter keyboard.
I've actually put an image up real quick on the stream.
Oh, beautiful. So, yeah, our viewers can actually see what it looks like.
Yeah.
And it looks exactly like a typewriter's keyboard. It does have a little cradle for it to set your portable device in.
The hipster in me wants one.
They look kind of good, dude. They look good, right?
If it's got the same tactile feedback that an actual typewriter has, like if they've really actually
imitated that properly,
dude, if they have that, like, talk about the old school original mechanical keyboard.
$100
That's what
John.
Everybody wants.
How long until you break that?
That's $100
shit,
too many.
Because you used to have to push real fucking hard on.
But
on
you just give it out for free,
keyboards.
John?
Well, I imagine that's just. They came up with a mechanical switch, like on mechanical keyboards, that just feels right, and tweaked with it that way.
Didn't kill him.
Because you're not actually pushing a key, and an arm is not swinging into your tablet.
And when they're just smashing the screen.
It's got a little fake fingerprint, so it taps for you. These things are only $100 on their Kickstarter. It is more than funded. You will be seeing these in market eventually. In fact, it's almost 700% funded. Ramming speed.
Now that I'm not playing, I want to see what happens when you die.
Yeah. Oh, I have. And I totally would have if I could have. So there are actually, they're not that expensive. They do connect via Bluetooth.
Good job, Adam.
You invaded a missile.
Rachel's already sold. She wants one.
Nice.
She said she came across this on Amazon, but I don't think it's the same thing.
Probably not. This one, one thing that is kind of nice about it, if you have multiple devices, the keyboard can pair with up to 5 different devices.
Oh, that's awesome.
There are just hotkeys on the keyboard to switch between devices. It's like Control F and then an F number as well or something like that. So yeah, you can switch between devices. It does have a little flappy lever on one side.
Shit. That's what happens when you ran.
And see asteroid.
It happens. It is space. They're everywhere.
Get used to it.
The little flappy lever, is actually a...
Do you have a garden in the back seat, or what the hell was that?
I'm going to call it a mimic lever, because the way it works is you flip it up, and then it copies or records everything you type or any action you take on the keyboard. Then you flip it down to its neutral spot, the keyboard will act as normal, and then every time you press it down, it will just auto-insert
the last thing that it recorded. So you could have like the backspace key instead of it deleting by hitting backspace. You just hold it down and it will delete for you. Or you could have it be enter. So it's like you hit that instead of sliding the thing over for a new line.
Okay, so I found it on Amazon.
Yeah.
It is not the Penna. It's like a cheaper looking knockoff, but for the same price.
Oh, yeah. I would highly recommend going to Penna's website or the Kickstarter at Penna. It still has 18 days. And you can get them through them. They have a bunch of really nice different colors.
I think I just got that
nice pouch.
Yeah, then you can get a pouch for it that's like a briefcase.
It's like a leather wraps. Hipster. Look how hipster that pouch is.
Yeah. It's very it's like hipster.
Leading hipster.
And then if you want to pay a couple hundred
resist.
Bucks, you can actually get one that has the entire, well, not the entire thing, but most of it is made of wood. So the case itself is made of wood. Obviously, right. the keys and everything are still metal. But, yeah, you can get a fucking wood one. How cool is that? It's
expensive. And his teeth were made of wool.
But you can get a wood one. And that's...
Are you trying to say wood?
Pretty much it for the Penna. They look pretty rad if you do a lot of typing on your tablet, or you just want a new wireless keyboard. Maybe this is the way for you to go. I wouldn't game with this thing.
The way of the future.
But...
The way of the future.
And they actually call it, instead of retro, they call it neutro.
Whatever.
Okay.
They can stop right now with that.
Yeah. New metal, huh? Shut the fuck up.
Okay. The stream was looking hideous, and then I realized the YouTube for me was on 240p this time.
He was going to say something like, because I could see Peter's face.
No, baby, come on.
You got him.
He'd be fine.
Wave four. You got two respawns left.
Now, the panel looks cool.
It does.
I'm not ever going to spend $100 on that.
No.
How are you zooming in?
It's got a cherry key switch.
The wheel.
If I had nice. a reason to type often on a tablet, then maybe.
Well, you can pair this with PCs that have Bluetooth, too. So maybe
if
you're...
I had a reason to type often on a PC, then maybe.
Fair
so,
enough.
Okay, so we're kind of spoiled in the fact that all of us have PCs.
This is true.
There are tons of people out there that do not have a PC, dude.
I believe we call them peasant folk, like my
No, that's a good point. But if they get a tablet and then they get this for $100, they've then basically invested into...
A really nice word processor.
Yeah. But, I mean, you don't really need a mouse because it's a touch screen, so you can just touch instead of having to use a mouse and then type when you need to type if you type
Rachel
a lot.
Said, what are you doing, Peter? And then she said, phone? Question mark? Probably.
No,
yeah,
don't.
You were like fiddling down there below.
Behind
like,
Adam's head.
Yeah, it looked like a...
I'm looking at the keyboard, so I have something in trivia conversation. Fine. We'll look at it.
But, I mean, that's pretty much all I have on the Penna.
And Steve says no one needs one of those things.
Hi, Steve.
No, probably not.
I agree with you completely.
What's up, Steve?
It doesn't make it not cool, though.
No, no.
Just because you don't need it.
It is novel. It's just not something I will realistically ever spend money on.
No.
Because I don't realistically ever have $100 lying around where I'm like, I'll buy this
if
weird typewriter
or a blogger.
Go to a,
dude,
shop, you know?
Yeah, look really
hip. Real big douche rag. Come with your leather pouch and you take out a typewriter.
Squirt some patchouli oil on yourself. Type really loud.
Awesome. I love how animated that was. Clickety, 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 clickety.
That's how I type all the time.
I feel like you'd be the only person getting shushed for the noise of their keyboard.
Clack.
So
clack.
Can you keep the typing clack. Down?
Fucking library.
Yeah, no, like I said, it's fun, but I just realistically don't see a need for it.
No, I completely agree with you.
My writing
If you want to donate one to me, I will
check it out.
Probably tappy tap on it sometime.
I will say, one more thing before I am done with this, though, is the battery life. It's actually really, probably because it's just mostly a fucking battery, has a 6-month idle time on its battery.
Oh, shit.
So it'll last for a while, even with some use.
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know, oddly enough, I couldn't find the usage battery time on their Kickstarter, so...
It's probably because nobody's ever really, like, fucking drained it.
Yeah, like, well, it was working for 3 months, and then I just felt guilty, so I put it on the charger.
Yeah.
Poor little guy.
Yeah, it needs to be fed. Oh, he just got blasted on.
I think you guys hit each other.
That's pretty much it for the Penna.
Yeah.
Penna.
Hipster keyboard.
Yes.
Check it out.
But it still looks good.
And when you get it and use it for the first time, you automatically get Birkenstocks on your feet.
Actually, in the video on their Kickstarter, they show someone typing on it, and their hands are all super far spread apart because there's fucking giant gaps between the keys. Oh, yeah.
It's old school.
Yeah, like it's meant to feel like an old school.
I would never buy that to type with.
No. What? You could have, you'd know how to play the piano when you're done.
My
fingers would be all stretched out and limber.
My beard isn't big enough.
That's true. But that's
about it.
You know how to play the piano.
Maybe you could hook it up to a piano via Bluetooth. And
I don't know. I don't think any of our beards are big enough or our jeans tight enough to need one of these.
Shift G. It would work.
I found the best way to fight them, because they go out and then come back at you, is to move around really slowly, and then just more pivot around to fight at them.
Oh, okay, so you're just...
Fight at them.
You're in a little cockpit ball, right, and then you're not actually moving.
Oh, well, you move slowly a little bit, but you know, maybe not full throttle.
Yeah.
full throttle, too hard to hit stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the reflexes of a... Full throttle.
Of a top-notch space fighter pilot, Adam.
Drop your sucks.
I will say it was pretty intense when I was flying at him, and they all went zipping past
him. Why is it black?
He blacked out.
Oh.
Too many G's.
Whoa.
Too many G's. Too many G's. Yeah. That's exactly what that is.
Well, I'm doing probably it? Dead.
No, you're alive.
There we go.
Hang in there, little
I'm being
buddy.
Shot.
Would you pull G's in zero gravity?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because the G's come from the change in acceleration, the change right, in
yeah.
your velocity.
Yeah.
For acceleration.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right.
So right now you're starting to black out
again. Yeah, again.
And hold
it together.
I'm going to fly away from here.
Rachel that is says, a really cool animation for blacking out.
Considering she has a thing for loud typing and things of old and lack of computer, she just might.
Fair enough.
Get the pena.
I mean, there's definitely
a
market for this.
If you stop buying stupid old shit, you saved up your money, you could buy a computer.
But, John, it has a pouch.
A hipster pouch, goddammit.
I mean, there's...
I'd be so hip.
There's obviously a market for this. I mean... It is niche, but they are 700% funded.
I mean, he's got a point.
So,
well, I mean, if your goal was $5, I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to get 700%.
They
but
have $300,000. Yeah, by only 2,000 backers.
I know, but from a realistic perspective, that isn't that those
Black
numbers
out.
Are really small.
Black
they're
out.
Truly
yeah.
the, like.
I feel like it happens way more often now.
It's because you blacked out.
Yeah, it's like getting a concussion, I guess, or just looking
takes
at your shoulder.
A lot
it just
of,
gets
oh.
easier.
Oh, you went out.
Maybe just stop turning.
Oh, rocks.
No, asteroids. Maybe, like, no more 180s. You know?
Hard 180s.
Yeah.
Just full speed. Just full speed, whip around.
Oh, man. So, before we delve into too much more...
Oh, shit.
Oh.
That wasn't fine.
You didn't black out. You
need to
really
work
close.
On that a little bit.
Before we delve too much further into this, let's get on out of here.
Okay. Yes.
Are you just trying to get out?
That's it.
And that's the show, folks.
Be sure to like and subscribe, and we'll see you guys next time on Waiting for Players. Be on the lookout. We got some stuff coming in May that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we do.
See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's my Q John.
Yeah, right? Q John.